coming up on 5:45 and 42 degrees, the day after our big We Are Messengers, Ben Fuller, Jonathan Traylor concert at the Pablo Center, and a good energetic crowd. And one of the themes last night is something that Darren Mulligan of We Are Messengers, the Irish lad, had told us in our interview last Thursday. He said it's a Monday that's going to feel like a Friday. And Jason Kanz, I think that was kind of a theme that people from Jonathan and others were echoing last night. So,
Okay, I would like Mondays that felt like Fridays a lot.
Yeah, I think he meant more in the celebratory Friday night party sense.
Yeah. All right, that's good.
Not the end of the work week of all done sense.
Yeah, okay, that makes much more sense.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. Well, how's it going today?
Good. You know, it's been fun to see people posting the eclipse pictures from yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, friends that drove to Indiana and Missouri and, you know, all over the place to get pictures of the eclipse. And, you know, I was just in working. And, of course, it was cloudy while we were there. But, you know, it really is a neat thing to see how many people from all over the country really kind of pulled together on excitement around that.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's not a lot that brings us together anymore.
No, there's sure not. So that was good to see.
There's a lot that tears us apart, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It'd be nice to find more of those spaces where we come together around things.
All right. Well, let's see. I've got so many subjects. It's weird because I will think of things. I'll collect them, and I need to write down because I think the list could be 6 to 8 this morning. And so, I don't know if this is this will bring us, you want to go to the right place, right? And so, remind us your 3 questions that we should be asking.
What do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
How did you come to that conclusion?
Yep.
And is it possible I'm wrong?
Yeah, there you go. So,
yep.
We'll throw this out. This is what caught my attention yesterday, and I found myself wanting to, I typed up a response. You ever get to, I typed a response on Facebook, and I thought, you know, I'm not even going to put that out there. Just because I don't need to get all involved in something. But this was the statement somebody shared. I don't even, you know, you have any Facebook friends? You know, when I have over 3,100 Facebook friends. And sometimes I'll look at a name and go, I don't even know who that person is. But anyhow, this gentleman said, he posted something from an evangelist named Daniel that said, Jesus didn't eat with sinners because he wanted to appear inclusive and tolerant. He ate with them to call them to a red... And the red banner is changed life. So, and somebody else really loved it and they said, boy, please make that shareable. But do you want me to tell you my response or do you want to respond?
Yeah, you know, I do want to hear your response.
My response was just like, wow. I mean, what I typed up and didn't share, but now I'm blasting out a 100,000-watt live stream whip to Tanzania, is that, wow, what about... And I initially I wrote it and then I changed it to a question like, wow, what do you think about the idea that maybe he sat with them because he loved them and saw them as image bearers who were fearfully and wonderfully made? What about that?
Yeah, 100% agree with that, as you know. And, for me, it's what if the changed life that Jesus came to bring is to become more loving and inclusive?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's just like... Whatever, who are we supposed to think of when he says sinners? Because I thought Jesus' big problem, okay? Yeah, me, right? G.K.
Yep.
Chesterton, the biggest problem in the world, the sinner is us. But hold it. Go read, I mean, maybe another potential response is go read Matthew 23.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, and that's exactly right.
Which is the 7 woes of the Pharisees, you know?
Yep, so often it's these people should go and change.
Yeah.
Rather than asking the question of where do I need to grow?
Yeah.
Right? You know, where am I not loving? Where am I not gracious? Where am I not merciful? And to look to see those places where, you know, Jesus was inclusive for sure and merciful and welcoming and loving and to be challenged to grow in those areas ourselves.
The final thing that would seem to apply here is the story that has the person go to the preacher and say, boy, Pastor, I wish you'd preach harder on sin. And then the preacher's response is, what sin is it that you're struggling with you want me to preach harder on?
Yep.
I mean, it's because it's always the other person's sin, right? And that's how I read that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's exactly right. And I think that pastor's question is a really good one, a really pointed one, because it brings to light what we should be asking ourselves as well.
Yeah, which I think fits with Jesus. I mean, you know, and that's the thing that is just the most dangerous deception is the religious one. And, I'll quote you, 1 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4, where Paul says, in the inspiration of the Spirit, that Satan masquerades as an angel of light.
Yes. Yes, that's also true.
Okay.
Yeah. It's.
We're having church this morning. We're having church.
Yeah. As you said, going all the way out to Tanzania.
This is kind of like, this could be the Saturday morning breakfast table at Randy's, right?
It could. Yeah, all there's some similarities there.
All right. Well, guess what? I kind of ran out the clock here, so we'll have to get to 1 Corinthians 15:29 tomorrow. So thank you.
Sounds good. Talk to you then. Yep.
We got a goal of $2,000 by 9 o'clock for Single Mom Saturday. We're 10% of the way there.
Praise the Lord.
And again, thank you to Sue and Bloomer and also Sandy and Conrath. But let me just say, you don't have to be a woman whose name starts with S to give. So if there was any confusion about that, we'll take donations from others as well at WWIB.com. Click on the banner on top of the page. We'll talk lots more about it. But 10% of the way there, let's keep it going right now. Let's get up the mountain. For the moms and their kids, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And Caleb, one of our great young listeners, turning a year older today.
Yes, a very happy birthday to Chloe from Eau Claire. Happy 15th birthday, Chloe, and what, 6 months away from getting a learner's permit? Is that how that still works?
Wow.
One, two, three, four. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
You have a wonderful birthday, Chloe. Again, we've known Chloe for quite a few years now, too, and hard to believe she's 15 now. Hope it is an absolutely beautiful day for you.
Well, Caleb, since we got on the air here with the WIB Wake Up Show, I have mentioned pretty steadily here the first 90 minutes before you joined us, goal of $2,000 for Single Mom Saturday by 9 o'clock. Thanks to Sue and Bloomer, $100 donation, 100 plus, and also Sandy in Conrath. But we need some more help getting up the mountain this morning.
Yeah, $2,000 Tuesday is what we are hoping for. And again, would love to even go beyond that. And again, maybe you can get us another 5 or 10% of the way there. I'm sure there's folks out there maybe that they could take care of that entire $2,000 themselves. But why are we doing this? Well, it's for this year's Single Mom Saturday and to, again, help and bless 10 single mothers that have been nominated for this year's event, which takes place at the end of April. And we want to not only provide a great and fun and memorable day for them and their children, to let them know, again, that they're cared about and loved, that they're not isolated and alone, that they have a community that loves them, that most importantly, God loves them. And we want to have something to carry on beyond that day, Halvo. And that's this surprise vehicle repair fund that we're putting together for Bloomer Tire Center, a tab, so to speak, divided equally among the 10 moms, which is why we're trying to make this fund as big as possible. We want something to carry on beyond this day. So every time something happens with their vehicle, whether it's maintenance or repair, it can be very expensive, that they can remember, hey, I'm loved, I'm cared about. And we want that message to endure.
Absolutely. And we will hear from some of the other moms. I think that helps to hear it from their perspective, from their lips, what this has meant to them. We had a lot of that yesterday. But I like where you're going kind of in the beginning, because the math was easier when we had the 2,000. So let's just use that. We could have one person maybe able to just cover this whole thing. $2,000, or at this point, another $1,900.
Yeah, so again, maybe that's one person, maybe that's 10 people, maybe that's five people. I'm not sure, but could we get to $2,000 on this $2,000 Tuesday before 9 a.m.? And again, thank you so much to Sue and Sandy, who've each given or pledged $100 so far. If you're able to help, if you're able to respond to this, please don't wait around. Please don't think that someone else is going to do it. If God nudges you, tugs at you to do it, would you just respond? And WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Again, WIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. But there's a big red bar right at the top of the page. If you click on that, it won't take you long. Yeah. It won't take you long to help out with your gift of any amount. And thank you for your generosity.
Sometimes we can get a kind of a sophomore slump the Tuesday, the second weekday of our Single Mom Saturday. And we'll think of this as a 5-year senior. So you got today, but let's not slump today. Let's not have that sophomore slump. again, it might be, you know, four different people, $500 a piece, or 20 people, $100 a piece. That's how we're trending right now. We've had two of those, but we need another 18 of 100 to get to that. Got to say, yesterday, the big thing with the eclipse, right? And so Google Trends shows searches for why do my eyes hurt or eyes hurt spiked during solar eclipse. Yeah, the term saw a jump in the number of searches around 1 o'clock our time, about the time the eclipse started to be seen. Searches peaked around 2 o'clock our time. Other popular searches yesterday included, can I look at the sun and solar eclipse? No glasses.
Oh, dear.
So be careful. Take care. All right. Well, Single Mom Saturday, and thanks to Brian and Menominee, our latest $100 contributor.
Yes, thank you so much. Again, $2,000 Tuesday is our prayerful goal to try to get to $2,000 before 9 a.m., which... honestly, it seems like we are still sort of at the foot, at the base of that mountain. It's a long way to climb, but hoping that the Lord will impress on some hearts for people to give and give generously whatever you're able. Maybe that's $100, maybe that's $50, maybe that's the whole $2,000. But again, for this surprise Single Mom Saturday vehicle repair fund divided evenly among this year's 10 mothers, we've done this two times before, and the Lord has never failed to provide, and he does it through you.
Well, Caleb, we got some good news.
Yes, and it'd been a bit of a drought, Halvo, as we're calling this a $2,000 Tuesday. Our prayerful goal is that we would see $2,000 raised for the surprise vehicle repair fund for this year's Single Mom Saturday and see that $2,000 come in before 9 a.m., but it'd been a bit since anyone had responded to that, and now we did just see a gift come through from Rice Lake. Thank you so much to Michelle, and actually in honor of someone from Rice Lake. So Michelle's from Eau Claire, but she says this. She says, this gift is in honor of my mom, the late Patricia R. Durand of Rice Lake. After our dad died tragically at 37, mom raised my brothers and I, who were 13, 10, and 8 at the time, single-handedly. Her strong faith and determination made mom an incredible role model for us. Here's to all the single moms out there. You are amazing. Hmm. That's from Michelle from Eau Claire. She gives $350 toward our goal of 2,000 before 9 a.m. this morning.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. Again, it was, I mean, just being real, getting a little discouraging when it feels like crickets, when it's like you put it out there and no one's responding. And so thank you for that encouragement, not only for us here, Michelle, as we try to exhort those to feel something for this and Lord willing to respond, but also because I know that's going to be a great encouragement to this year's 10 mothers and their families too. And so thank you for that wonderful gift in honor of your mother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Music on the way from Jason Gray. We're 37.5% of the way. Help us get to the halfway mark for sure by 8 o'clock, halfway and beyond. We got to do it by 8 this morning. WWIB.com. Banner on top of the page. Do it for the single moms and their kids. WWIB, well, we are messengers, and company weren't the only ones doing a concert last night. Also, there was a concert being had in Bloomfield, Indiana, and Jason Gray was at the First Baptist Church and posted some pictures from that on Facebook, including one where he said a little girl came up to me with a torn sheet of paper and said, these were my favorite songs you did. And there were songs on there like Sparrows, I'm Gonna Let It Go, Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying, Order, Disorder, Intimacy, which is a new one that Jason's just worked on and presented last night, and Be Kind. And so that was really touching.
And again, as we talk about Single Mom Saturday and trying to reach this goal of $2,000 before 9 a.m., and we could sure use your help at WWIB.com right at the top of the page. But I think about that song, Be Kind. And again, as Jason talks about, probably from a personal experience where, you know, there's a kid starting to act out in the checkout line and, you know, he starts judging. And then he says, and then I see that it's a single mother. Mm. And the line that just ripped me apart then and does now is where he said she'd break down if she could afford to. Mm. When it's just like there's no one but you and you feel like you've got to hold it together for your kids. But who's holding you? And something that I keep thinking about is with these single mothers is vulnerability, not weakness. Please don't misunderstand me, not weakness, because these are some of the strongest women I have ever met. And my wife was a single mother before we were married. My little sister is a voluntary single mother for adopted and foster children. Not weakness, but vulnerability, because God, again, created the home.
Again, $2,000 Tuesday. We want to try to get to $2,000 for our Single Mom Saturday by 9 o'clock this morning, and we have heard from a couple of more people.
We just have as well, too, so thank you so much for getting us ever closer to that goal. Mark and Vicky from Eau Claire, thank you so much for that $100 gift. And also, we just heard from Tanya from Ladysmith. Shout out to Russ County. Good to hear from you guys. And Tanya also with a gift of $100. Thank you so, so much.
Now it gets us to $850. So again, we are 42.5% of the way there, almost to the 50% mark. That's good. Let's get there soon. And we want to try to get to 2000 by 9.
And we just heard from Renee from Barron, $25 gift. She says, a gift not in memory of, but in honor of her sister, who's been a single mom for many years. Thank you so much, Renee, for that gift.
875, getting so close. Help us get, can you give us $125 and get us to the $1,000 mark? Right now, boy, after this three-song set, we'd love to be as far up the mountain as we can get there. Trying to climb all the way to the top of it for the single moms, 10 of them, and all of those wonderful kids. But now we've gotten an update. We received a call. And the word is...
$1,000 closer, an anonymous donation from a listener who, again, wanted to remain anonymous. Again, thinking of... the grandkids and saying, hey, want to provide for these single mothers, for the children, and want to send a check for $1,000.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That gets us really close to $2,000 Tuesday before 9 a.m. And again, I keep coming back to this. I want to be greedy. I want to be greedy in the best possible way and say, let's get as far as possible for this. Let's blow away that $2,000 goal if God would be willing to work through all of you to do that. And wow, thank you for this anonymous listener saying, hey, $1,000 toward the fund. Thank you.
Boy, that hikes us up the mountain in a big fat hurry from 875 to 1,875. We still need 125. We got to get there by 8:30. Come on, let's get to the top and beyond and keep this thing going all the way until 9 o'clock.
And maybe, Halvo, again, maybe there's someone out there who says, you know what, I could match that $1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody out there who would say that. And again, that might not, that won't be the majority of you, but maybe there's somebody out there.
You know what? Yeah. In the 2 years we've done this, we've always been blown away by the way the Spirit moves and people's generosity, and you love giving and you can't outgive God. So again, WWIB.com, click on the banner on the top of the page. Let's blow past 2,000 on our way to 3 by 9 o'clock.
We had another anonymous listener who said, I'd like to give that remaining 125 to get you, again, with the gifts that have been given and that have been pledged today. I'd like to give the remaining 125 to get you to that $2,000 Tuesday goal. And she said this, and she said it's all right to share. She says, this campaign is near and dear to my heart, as you both know. She says, I cannot thank you enough for your thoughtfulness to have even begun this and spread compassion for those single mamas. She says, it's a dark and scary place to be, but in all caps here, how amazing it is to watch so many band together in love and support to help lighten the financial load and burden for these mamas. She says, thank you to each one who gives, to each one who prays, and to each one who shows the beautiful love of Christ, not only to these mamas, but it's also making a difference in the lives of their kids.
Huh. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that. We got to celebrate. All right, we reached it. You know, it was early on, 100 and 200 and 300, 650. And boy, that $1,000 and every little bit helps, right? $5 to 5,000 is appreciated. So can we get to, I don't know, let's just say it. I mean, can we get to 3,000 by 9 o'clock?
$2,000 Tuesday is now in the last half hour, Lord willing, going to become $3,000 Tuesday. You know what? We're over 10% of the way there. Is a $103.70 gift from Paul from Cameron for Single Mom Saturday. Praise the Lord and thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul. We greatly appreciate it and helping us keep it going here on WWIB. So where does that put us at?
So that should put us at about 2,100. And I also need to say as well to Paul, again, along with his gift, is also giving to WIB Incorporated, too, on a monthly basis, and does ask for prayers for his wife, Annette, who's going through some health trials and struggles right now. So again, please lift Annette up this morning and whenever the Lord brings her to mind for you.
As we're thinking about single moms, this is a testimony of a mom who's been a part of our Single Mom Saturday.
Hi, my name is Andrea. And I was part of the single mom event last year. It was really hard for me to make this call because I get very emotional. My kids and I really enjoyed that day. They, my kids could not believe how much they got to do and all of the treats that they got. It was pretty surreal, to be honest. The day went by in a blur because of how much we were able to do, and I didn't have to say no at all, which was pretty unusual. The vehicle repair funds at Bloomer Tire means more than I can say. When my brakes were bad, I was able to get them replaced without having to worry about how to pay for it. Having one less thing to worry about is a blessing every day. It really means a lot to me. I don't know who donated, but I think about those people. And I just hope that they know how much it means to me and my kids. During times when I'm really stressed out and overwhelmed, which can be pretty often, I remember that day and all of the generosity of the people who made that day happen and who donated, people I don't even know. It reminds me that there are people who care and that God is listening and providing. And I'm just very thankful. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. God bless you. And God bless you, listeners, helping us support Single Mom Saturday. All right, Single Mom Saturday, and people are hearing about it. Again, it's a one-week fundraising. It started Saturday. It goes through Friday. Caleb,
and we're
trying to match those sponsors, right?
Yeah, so we want to, again, double the $6,675 given by our sponsors. And, again, unashamedly want to triple that or even more. But, again, it starts off with trying to double it. And to get as close as we can to that, we start off with a $2,000 Tuesday goal. And through pledges and gifts, we've not only reached that, we've surpassed it by a bit. And so we said, hey, is there some way, somehow, leaving room for the Lord to work, that we could get to $3,000 instead of $3,000 by 9 a.m.? And, of course, you're free to give anytime throughout the day. But we're $900 away with just over 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
$900 away from reaching that $3,000 goal. And, again, maybe as we've seen throughout the day today, Halvo, leaving some room for the Lord to work when we've had some of these lulls with no one giving for a while, and maybe God's going to bring a lot of people through, or maybe another big gift that might get us past that plateau. And again, all of this for this year's 10 single mothers and for their children as well.
I like certain types of math, and this is one type I like the giving math. Like, maybe one person could give $900, or two could give $450, or maybe three people could give $300 a piece here in the next few minutes for these single moms like Andrea and Lori and Sarah, who have been a part of this in the past. And we've got 10 single moms this year, I believe, all of whom have never been a part of this program before, right?
Yeah, and again, thinking back to what we just played back from Andrea, again, this is completely unprompted. We had just asked, hey, would you be willing to share a little bit about your experience? And some of the things that she said in that, for one thing, we talked about this off the air, how she said with all the fun and the activities for kids that day, she said, I didn't have to say no.
Yeah.
I didn't have to say no. And think about how that can help relieve the burden, again, with a single parent, one income, trying so hard. And the kids don't know, you know, again, they see things that classmates and others have and ask for them. And so many times, again, single parents having to say, well, no, we can't afford that. We can't do that. And for her to be able to say, I didn't have to say no that whole day. And
that was powerful, yeah.
What else really stuck out to me about what she said, and I've heard this so many times, and yet it seemed new, when she said, I don't know who gave, speaking of that vehicle repair fund, I don't know who gave, but I think about them.
Huh. Yeah.
And she said to know that people who don't know me love me.
Hmm. Well, that's, you've really... even apart from Andrea, you've kind of, that has been something that you have said is one of the goals here.
Yeah. And again, I come back to some of these phrases because I've heard from so many of these single moms how alone and isolated they feel. And so I want this, by the grace of God, to say you are seen and you are loved and you are welcomed, because so many times we can sit back in our relative ease and comfort and look at other people and say, well, what did you do to get yourself in this situation? Instead of just looking at them in the eyes of love. And if I can be frank with all of you before you judge, talking to a lot of these moms, victims of some terrible, terrible things. But whatever whatever the reason, I'm not here to ask why they're in a single parent situation. I'm just here by the grace of God to love. And we need you to do that, to give a big God hug to people who will never be able to thank you, never be able to acknowledge what you give. No matter how generous you are, it's not like they're going to come and say, wow, you made a huge difference in my life. But again, we're laying up treasure in heaven, right? We're saying, hey, we want to run the earth and watch the sky, as Chris Rice said. We want to live our lives for kingdom things, not gripping so tightly to our income and to our finances and to our comforts, but saying, let us hold loosely because whatever he put in, he can take out, and inviting him to say, take out of my open hands what would serve your kingdom purpose, Lord. And I think this is one of the ways that we can serve our King is by giving generously to those who are in need. And rest assured, these women are in need, and we want to do all we can.